Cell phone towers are spread throughout the community, but it's this particular one that parents say
usually tell us it's 100% environmental, the type of tumor he has.
Monica Ferulli's son Mason was the second child to be diagnosed with cancer in just 3 years at Weston Elementary. He was 10 years old and walked by this cell phone tower daily.
It's indescribable. It's really tough.
That's one of the hardest things I've been through.
Joe Prime's son Kyle was the first, diagnosed with kidney cancer in 2016, and two more kids were diagnosed this year.
Just seems like a coincidence is no longer a reason for all this illness.
They believe it's this cell phone tower that's harming their kids.
These kids shouldn't be guinea pigs, and we shouldn't be taking chances with the children's lives.
The district has had several tests done saying the tower is safe and meets federal regulations. But some families weren't convinced and hired an expert.
I wouldn't send my kids there at all. It absolutely is dangerous.
Eric Windheim is an electromagnetic radiation specialist and found levels far higher than the district's expert.
Children that are still developing and their cells are still dividing, it's the worst possible time of their life to be exposed.
He says it's not just a cell tower. It transmits wireless frequencies.
Instead of only going 300 yards like regular Wi-Fi, WiMAX can go 30 miles.
Parents want the mast removed, but the district won't budge.